last night.
Leading in here for next week. Thank you, Sean.
I appreciate the parsonage. Partnership? Both. Yeah. Here, this goes down there. Put it there. Thank you. For that. Anyway. Who?
Before Bumi gets mad.
Oh, they're from Bumi? Yeah, you better put them back. The matches also. It'll be a coin. I can't even stop you. I'll put it away. Leave it over here.
You're not being Mishnamish, you're doing it for yourself.
We have to really find someone else to get the pizza. It's not Stackerite. Give him Stackerite. We have to get the pizza.
Good luck.
Might make the very well right. He wants to get out of it, let him prove he's a
guy. Somebody said, if you do it for yourself, then it's not a problem. So Yerman says, he doesn't eat pizza. Okay, so we'll see tonight.
And?
He ate Baruch Hashem, so we're good. So far, so good. you guys.
Awesome, guys.
Anyway, one thing about yesterday's Gemara, a very interesting thing that someone told me last night, that there was a Maisa, that a Moshe was Masada Kedusha at my wedding, and before the wedding, the guy came over to a Moshe, and he says, I want to let you know, I was already Mekadosh with beer. So the brachas that you're going to say now, in Shavuot brachas, the bracha of Atala. But I cannot do this whole procedure because no one knows. So Ramosha said, it's not a problem. I'm going to learn the whole Gemara in my head. And I'm just going to read it off the Gemara. So it's not a bracha of Atala. So it's not Mexican Shikra. So you don't have to worry about Mexican Shikra and bracha of Atala. I'm learning the Gemara. So, first of all, Ramosha should come up with this genius, but that's the, I saw someone says, Lagabe Krishma, we spoke about yesterday, if you make a Tanai, Zamogan of Romsman and a Grozman, you want to be Yotze Krishma Bismanoi with the Brachas, but you're not sure which Zman is the right Zman, Mogan of Rom or the Goyim. So what you do is in your house you say Shema without the brachas, obviously, because you're not davening, and you say if the Mogan of Rom's man is the right man, I want to be Yitzhak now. Later on, it's Kekura B'Torah. If the Groz man is the right man, so later on is the real thing. And now it's just you said Shema. Also now it's, you just said Shema.
So the question is, if the
Mogan of Rom's man is the right man. And the gra is just kikar b'tayro. It's Mexican shikra. That's the shaila. How do you just sit around shul davening as if you do nothing? So somebody said that Mexican shikra is only by this thing with the psukim on. By these psukim, you're saying adama shenasatali. You're clearly saying this is. It's my property, it's my bikurim. So over there, it's Mexic Shikra, because the words are lying.
Right.
But Shema, it's not lying.
If you were Titsis, that phone was called Mexic Shikra?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I mean, you look like you're doing a mitzvah, not really. Yeah, maybe. That's bad, because that the mindset, you're doing something.
The person's doing something wrong, Muslim. I'm not saying that's not the question over here.
You have a chiyuv.
The corner dog.
Oh, corner dog. You're tricky. You're one of those sneaky peeky guys. Everything you do has a
sneaky peeky twist.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting thing. I don't know if the story ever happened, but it's a good story. Igdilu, I'm gonna have to find out if there's one of Moshe's Talmina. Igdilu la yishafer. So, the Mishnah said like this. Igdilu la yishafer. If it grows, then you're not allowed to cut it because you only sold it in this going to Tanakama where you're not cutting a karka. We're up to pay Bezam and Aleph. By the two dots, Kamicham and Busha. And everything is sponsored, both. Everybody that we sponsor for, and some. And I don't know what's going to be. I don't know what's going to be in its role because it's bad news there. Real bad news there. The Tel Aviv, a ballistic missile. And up north, yeah, it's down to explode. Isn't the missile that came in 11 minutes from the Howdies? 11 minutes. It's very fast. It's 2,000 kilometers.
They can't react?
They didn't. They didn't detect it.
No, they did.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't detect it. They tried getting it. They couldn't get it. They detected it. They couldn't get it. I mean, luckily they landed in an open field, but I'm saying this thing could have blown up a building. It's crazy.
It blew up the building?
No. It landed in an open area. I don't know. Okay. Okay. So Gemara says, so basically, if you sell a piece of land to welcome back. This guy's a chazaka already. He's here to stay. Even on Shabbos. Where do you live, by the way? Oh, I didn't know you lived in the neighborhood. Oh, very nice.
Now you know.
I'm trying to remember his name, but I forgot already. What's your name? Bilas?
Yeah.
Oh, like the court case.
Yeah.
You're Levy?
Yeah. It's Bilas and Bilas.
You repeated it a few more times.
You have no bilos there, okay? Please, be quiet.
There's that one too.
Yeah, okay. This is real bad mood. You watched Starfall last night? Anyway, Igdil Lo Yishofer. He feels like he's on the rickshaw. Anyway, Hechidami. Yeah. So he's talking about there's a job that he wants me to be a consultant for the roofing. They're trying to read the roofs, maybe I'll do it. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, the old guy's right out there with some young pipes up. He says, first step towards getting the job is realizing that an 80-year-old guy is not old.
Wow.
Good part. No, this his place, yeah. It's like 250 buildings. Yeah. There's a lot of roofing going on in Florida. Florida is
crazy.
He's
pre-that.
He's pre-that.
He says,
Archibunker?
You ready? Okay, so Gdil Lo Yishofer. So we said that if you have two trees, according to Tanakama, you're not kind of cocky, you're just buying the fruits for the tree. Mr. Shabbos, by the way, this is a 7-day share. By the way, Svi started smoking meat, and Mitzvah Shem, we're going to have for the Chabura a good roast. A good brisket. Smoking meat, maybe it was weed in there. It was good. Woo!
That's how rumors get started.
I think
if I was going to come back and talk to you today.
Idir Lo Yishofer. Hey, Chidavi.
Nothing gets past these four walls.
Right. Hey,
until
we get to hold up. Hey, Kedami, I guess. So basically, we said that you don't cut off the. You're not allowed to cut off the branches because you gave me a right to keep my tree there for whatever it's worth, and from the roots, belongs to the tree guy, and underneath belongs to the owner.
From the branch, belongs to the tree.
A branch.
The
right. Very good. So hey, Kedami, I guess. Hey, Kedami, Shoshim. How do you quantify this? The sun shines. So that belongs Zelman Agezam, and that belongs to the tree guy. Where the sun don't shine, Zelman Ashrashim. That's called Shrashim. So I don't have a question. The Lechush Dilmamaska Ara Sirtan. The Amale Tlos as a Venusly. The Isli Ara. So it was an interesting question. We're saying, how could it be that Chol will mesaken something that will come to a problem? What's the problem? Problem is the You're saying underneath belongs to the mecher. So the tree guy can't do anything with it. What's going to happen is this guy's going to have this. He's going to have a tree that grows in a funky way. The dirt will pile up. He'll cover over the roots. It'll look like there's three trees here. At that point, he'll claim, I own the whole area with the property. Tree dies, say, look, 1 second, I have a right to replant. This is mine. You saw three trees. Everybody agrees. It's a very interesting question because just dig it up. Take a shovel, dig it up, and prove that it's one tree.
Why would he cover the ground? It's not his.
What do you mean? He's working on the tree. He owns the rights for the tree for till it dies.
So the tree itself, none of the ground.
He's allowed to harvest his tree, right?
What did that do with covering over the roots?
That's what's going to happen. We're saying that if you're saying that everything
then
under
be a Russia and
not a Russia, it's going to come out by mistake. It's not doing anything. It's just
you can't
dirt piles
up.
You're not who can't dig up the ground?
Tree guy.
The owner of the property?
No, the owner of the tree.
The owner of the tree is not digging up the ground. He's covering up. He's not
how
digging
he
anything.
The dirt?
It's puffing around. There's a lot of dirt around
it's
there.
It's not his.
He brought dirt.
There's a lot of bring dirt. Who said he can't bring dirt? Who said he can't bring dirt? The Rambam says that the Rambam says there's dirt around. The Rambam says that it's Lashon. He says is
it's growing on the ground.
Exactly. He says.
So that's why it's not his.
Maska aris sirtim v'takbiya karka. There's dirt around in a tree area. Now it looks like it's three trees. You have this.
But that's 6 feet.
Yeah, it's a funky thing. Anyway,
where's it actually going?
It's a very interesting kasha because it's grown from the bottom of the tree.
It's actually going from the shrushim?
From the shrushim. But the problem is, if you say this is Jabal Karka, then you have a problem. So it's a very interesting question because, honestly, just dig it up. Bring a Mexican, dig it up, say, I know what you're talking about. This is my property.
That's
it's one tree. Second of all, how much of a variety? So you're gonna lose the caucus. You're gonna lose anyway. It's a matter of just going to say, listen, prove that it's your tree. I have a cheskes marakama on this property. I have this property in my family for 100 years. So what? The whole thing doesn't make sense. So the Rishonim speak out. You're right. And the Chachamim, what you're saying is right. You will dig it up. You'll go to Beis Din and win. But the Beis Din, it can't be the Chum made a takana that caused this guy grief like this. You're basically ending up in a fight that you're gonna end up. Yeah, you might end up win, but you'll win. But this is a hassle. So the Chum made a takana that's a hassle. So the Gemara says.
Also, why doesn't the contract say agree with you? What did I sell the guy?
No, he says three.
If the branch comes out, he says three.
Years
later, you're
right, 5 years later.
That's the point, you're going to win anyways.
Right, you're going to win anyway. I don't know, if you have a contract,
so
you can pull out it right away.
If you have 5 years, you have a chazaka, why would you...
I have a chazaka.
You have a chazaka, and you have a ten of mechira.
Yeah, but I could dig it up.
So then you're back to your question.
I don't think you have a chazaka on a tree.
If you have the ground? If you have the ground, why not?
You have the ground. You have to prove it. So let's say not three trees, there's no shtar. It's one tree, you don't have a shtar. One tree usually you don't have a shtar because you don't need a shtar. Because if you have a shtar over here in the Gemara, by the way, there's no Mishnah. If you buy one tree, you don't have karka. What do you mean? Look at the shtar.
So what did the shtar say?
Shtar didn't say anything. There's no shtar.
They're not arguing.
There's no shtar. That's why I have a Mishnah. Mishnah says a normal way is if you buy one tree, you don't buy the karka. If it's a clear shtar, it says I sold your tree without the karka, then what's the shaila? So anyway, the Gemara answers something interesting. Gemara says, "El Amar Menachem Yakutz." Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Yakutz, cut it down right away. We're not saying leave it there. When we say halacha, so this is also the Gemara's teretz is also interesting. The Gemara's teretz is a shaila who's supposed to cut it down, the meicher or the lekech. The Gemara way is saying, the meicher is if you see something like this growing out, cut it down right away. Don't give it, don't let it happen What do you worry about? You worry about that you can end on Bezdin?
What do you mean?
No, we know that it's the Meichers. But the problem was we had a problem that it's going to happen, you can end on Bezdin. So the Gemara says it's very simple. To cut it right away. What's the better than the Meichers?
It's a tree. It's
his land.
Well, his tree.
It's the thing growing out of the roots. It's a junky thing. The only thing he get by leaving it is that the guy's going to claim there's three trees. So Gemara says, cut it down right away. Cut, yeah. Whatever, something coming out from the root. It's not a good tree. No, not a good tree. So you don't want to have a problem. Right. This issue is a big issue. This issue, you might lose your property. You might lose a piece of your property or whatever, being bezdin and being court for a week, for a year with lawyers. Yes, it is. A Tayin is a lawyer.
Tayin who prob's a lawyer. That's what he's saying. He's not an actual lawyer.
My cousin in L.A. actually, my cousin in L.A. had a back house, had an Iranian neighbor.
Nothing.
That built up to his pool a back house, and mom just saw right into his whole backyard, everything. Mom just ruined this whole thing. So he called my father. He said, "What should I do with this guy?" The guy said, "The guy told him, you want to take me in the interior? Take me in the interior." He didn't know what the interior was. So he called my father. He says, Stevie, what do I do? What's the interior?" He said, "What do you mean? You go to the Jewish court?" He said, "Yeah, but I need a lawyer. I want to hire a lawyer." He said, "There's Jewish lawyers. What are you talking about?" And my said, "My father found a guy in the curl there, a Tayin. It was a Chosh Mishpah guy, and hooked him up with him. He was blown away. He couldn't believe it." He showed him halacha. He learned with him halachas of hezekiah and what the guy could do and what he's not allowed to do. He won. Yeah.
That's why he was.
The guy
blown
took
away.
His windows away.
He said he was blown away. If he lost, he wouldn't have been blown away.
No, he was some things he was wrong about. Like he had like certain things, but were some things he was right about. He was like he closed up windows on one side or something. Yeah.
That's a blown away by Christ then.
My father told him it's the same as a lawyer. It costs $550 an hour. You know, price is price.
His student loans also.
Sometimes you could have a question. Mister Gantz, I love. There's such a thing as a lucky guy, you know. Anyway, maybe I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. All right, you heard it here first. Amram Nachman, Naktinen, Dekel Enle Geza. So a date tree, fig tree, date tree? Dekel's date tree? Palm tree gives dates, right?
Now you're starting to be muscle.
Dekel Enle Geza. It does not have this, it doesn't have these roots, these things growing out of it. So Sovra Zil Meimar, Enle Geza Labal Dekel. Why? Kivin the Lemichbe, Velishishkoy, Asuchi Masak Daite. The Gemara is understanding that he doesn't have the benefits of these things that grow out, because when he buys this tree, what is his mindset? He's buying it just for the fruits. We said, as soon as if it dries out, it's garbage. So Melo, in his mind, he's not kinda anything that grows out, because it doesn't even think it's gonna last. It's a short lifespan. Rishbam says, "Shem Yavish Dekel Meher VeLeizi Geza." The Dami L'Shair Lona Shem Yashub Roishim Koytz LaMata V'Choizim V'Gedelin means a regular tree. Take an apple tree. If it dries down on top, you cut it. You trim it. There's a way to trim it, and it blooms again. A date tree, a palm tree, is not like that. I didn't grow up. You grew up by palm trees. You should know. But palm trees, the way it works is once it's dead, it's over. No, I obviously never paid attention to your backyard.
You watered them every morning before you went to Yeshiva.
That's the dog show. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Maskif lo, 1 second. Maskif ra papa va koine shnei ilonis, dile michbe vil mishrish kaimi, v'ktarin yesh le gaza. You're telling me that there's no, the guy's a sucheas masach adaite. He totally is not into, he doesn't, in his mind, when he made a kinyan over here, it wasn't for the branches. But if a guy has two trees, Also, he's not kohen of the karka, because that's without Tanakama Shita. And still, over there, of a kohen shnei laos, the mikkel mishush kaimi, we're turning the yesh legeza. Over there also, it's only for the fruits. And over there, you say he does have geza. So Gemara says, and on my papa, and now you can't say, the Rishbam speaks out, you can't say that maybe Kohen Shnei Elonos is referring to apple tree. He's referring to a different type of tree. Apple trees, the normal thing is that when they, if they dry out, you cut it off and it regrows. So maybe that's what we're talking about. So that wouldn't be a kasha at all. Rishbam says, no, it's calling Elonos Mari. Shnei Elonos doesn't mean specifically, it means every kind of tree. So El Amar Papa Ein Le Geza Le Bal Deko Le Fisha Ein Im Moitzi Geza. No, what it means is the reason is not like we said till now, like we're understanding that a guy's mindset when he buys a tree for the fruits is that he doesn't have a mind for the thing because the tree could die and that's it. The normal thing of a day tree is that it doesn't have offshoots. That's why you have to you climb a tree with ropes. There's no branches on the bottom. The branches are all the way up on top. A day tree does not produce branches. Ain't like as a bal dekel. If you ain't mighty gezer, the Rebbe Zvid kashim asnisim. The Rebbe Zvid who learns that the reason is that it is mighty gezer, and the reason is asasuche adaite. So what are you going to do with the shnei elanos? This is Rapapa saying this. Rapapa is saying a kamatzias dika thing. But Rabbi Zvi doesn't say this. He has his own reasoning. His own reason is because a guy doesn't have in mind, he's getting that thing. I kind of shnei lanos over there is Yeshla Gaza. What do you mean Yeshla Gaza? Why should he have a monster thing if he only having the trees for the fruit? So Gemara says, Masisa and Zamal Chamashanim, talking about a whole different scenario. When you buy for 5 years the fruits, so over there you're buying it that it should reproduce.
You can replant.
I'm not reproducing. You can replant because you have a 5-year contract. So yeah, you don't own the property, but you own the rights for the property for 5 years. So for 5 years, you're not a suche maskadaite. 1 year, yeah. 1 year, you buy, let's see, or if I buy, I tell you, I want to buy the fruits of this tree for the next season. That's it. It dries out. It's done. Over here, it's 5-year contract. 5-year contract, I am, in my mind, anything that grows from this tree, I want to have. So man, that's why you kind of together. But a regular situation, you know. Zakti Gemara, kana shloisha kana karka. If you have three trees, then you kind of karka, you kind of everything. The kama, how much karka you kind of? Chibavam, you kind of raise a kana tachteim underneath the trees. Gary made a chart. The tree is the tree is the green. This is underneath the tree. Right. Mm-hmm. Said it good. It looks like a pool table thing.
The pool balls. The balls, the triangle.
You ever play pool?
No.
You never saw a poncho, you never played pool in LA. What'd you do then?
I slept.
He slept, he made early mincha and he made Shema.
He's a bad guy. I have to look for the rubber
stars. There you go.
Very serious. He started it.
You're on to something. Anyway,
Adam
and Yeshiva.
Boom, I knew it.
How was it?
It was very good. I got it here. I said leg.
Yeah, he said, I'm not eating there.
Yeah, he's not listening. Wasn't listening. He actually gave $100 Avi, so he must be doing very well. Anyway. Well, he said $100, but I already finished the Mishberach. So he's like, I had in mind to give $100, but you just went too fast, so I'm going to give it. Avi got Aliyah. Yeah, Charlie was supposed to get Aliyah, but he was horizontal. Anyway, who? Avigad Shishi. Shishi. Yeah, and the grandfather got Shvi, even though I wasn't supposed to get the grandfather Shvi. I forgot. You're not supposed to give a grandfather and a grandson. Aliyah after. It's not so. No, Rabbi says not up there. Yeah. He's into that stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Don't worry, Bumi gave me the eyes. I'm like, you're welcome to come up here. Okay, one more eye. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Taikon was like, let me go. I love what Taikon does. Put him down. Anyway.
Bodyguard?
Taikon is a very, he's like that. Yeah.
No ball.
Let me stop crazy. Kana shleisha, kana kaka. So Avram chiba v'kama, Avram chiba Avram yechonan raise a kana tachten uveneim chutz lahem. So you kind of underneath it, between it, the blue is between it, and chutz lahem around it. Now what's around it? How much? Kemalei oira v'sali. Like the what it takes to Rishbam sa malakat v'sali b'yod. The guy has a backs in his hand. Look at haperis hanoifas achitzainus. So Mela, whatever that area is, it's like four amas or something. A few amas. Okay. Does it say I have a few amas?
Why do you have?
I always thought it was four amas. I don't know. It doesn't say. One second. Morris says later on. One second.
Why what?
That's a question? Wagon later on.
Right, a wagon later on.
That's
yeah.
Four amas.
That's four amas. That's where I got it from. I'm pretty sure it's four amas, but okay,
what's
we'll see.
What's the point of this?
How much area do you have when I buy three trees? The contract says I bought three trees.
Right.
How much area do you have?
So why does a picker have to do with this?
What do you mean? How am I supposed to go around the thing?
How do you get there? The seller is obviously mishabed his field to let you come in to go pick.
So it's a good, it's a very good question. It's a very good question. Mara has a question.
Oh, thank you.
Master of Lezer.
We got to that point.
What's up, I'm on your game.
Sheesh.
What's that?
You must have davened well. Mechavim to the Gemara, 2,000-year-old thing. You're into antiques? Over here, it's the point ain't a Baishan Limit, you know what I mean? You guys make it that over here, it's Baishan Vabaishan, you know what I mean?
I get hell
for asking
the words.
It's a great kasha. You and Dovi are onto something.
How do you get number 2,000?
I don't know.
Where's
Machi when I need him? Where's Machi when I need him? Machi.
You're right,
it's 2001. Yeah. very good. I don't know, when did Reb Shaila, that was Maimonides, right?
1925?
1940s. He just made him say which city and which area, but it was definitely a caddy, it was definitely 1927. Masgur Belezer, Hasha Derech Einloy, Oyer Vesali Yeshloy. I don't understand. The halacha is, I don't have to give you a way to get there. Fly in. Use the kapta. So, Oyer Vesali Yeshloy? I have to give you a way to go around? So, Gemara says, Derech Einloy, the Arachritihi. Oyer Vesali Yeshloy. Hasha Derech Einloy, Oyer Vesali Yeshloy. So, Gemara says, Derech Einloy, the Arachritihi. Because I don't have to give you my property. I don't have to give you. And I don't have to give away from my property, but because that's what I sold you. That's part of the deal. That if you buy three trees, you get that. What kind of question is that? So what you see from this is that three trees, I don't have to give you a derech.
Hashnaim
yeshloi.
What? That was part of the question.
Yeah.
What was part of the question?
Going to hear that. He's elaborating on the question. Does he get the Arab Sally? Does he get that much property? I'm reserving. So obviously we see that's the third. Whatever.
That he does get. I'm saying it's like a rhetorical question, no?
No.
No. Explain the question.
No. Just skip the rhetorics.
Okay, so Arab Sal Yeshloy, and therefore it must be that Arab Sal you would have.
No. This is a Tasha. Arab Sal Yeshloy, why should he have?
Okay. So I'm going to say, Medir Rabbeinu Nilmat, Shloishu de Ein Loi Derech, Hashnaim Yeshloy. So what you see over here is that three, you don't have a Derech. That's what it seems, because I didn't sell you that. I sold you only the rights to harvest. I sold you the rights for three trees, which is property included and harvesting. But Hashnaim Yeshloy, you would have Damalei, but Ari Dachkani. Because over there, I didn't sell you property. It's like the branches. The branches that go into my property, I have no right to cut them because that's what the deal was. I sold you a tree and everything that it takes for this tree to bloom and whatever. So you can't say now you're ruining my property. So over here also, I have a right to go there. It must be. He doesn't hold like his Rebbe. Over here he's saying that's not true. You can't that's on if it grew, then you could trim it. So why are you allowed to cut it off? Over there, it's not ruining the field. Over here, you're ruining my field. I have a field that needs sun. Your tree is causing shade in my field. You're ruining my field. So I'm not masking. So when I say Mila Moider Rabbi Kiva Bila Anita Sada Chaver Shekoitz is Mole Madea Magam Machresha. The halacha is you're allowed to cut off in order for that the plow should go. So Mela, even though you hold Mechma and Yafa, but not when it's not on the expense of me, it's Mechma and Yafa up to my expense. So if it's ruining I can't plow or it's ruining my field, he's not masking. This is that you are current everything, and even if you hold Moichem and Yafa, let's end this shit. So you would have it. What about Derech? How do we answer that question? And Chaim, you have to buy a derech. A derech you have to buy. It means I sold you the property, and I sold you whatever it takes to harvest the property. And I a way to get there, you have to figure it out. Buy it.
Buy
it. Right. Well, buy it for me. Zati Gemara. So now the question is, you have the Philadelphia corridor, whatever you call that. Who's allowed to plant over there? Right. We're saying it's a buffer area. That the guy's allowed to go around with his basket and pick the things, but does anybody have a right to that area? So let's say 4 Am's area. Who has a right to that area? So Gemara says, it's a derech. The outside guy, the owner of the rest of the field, he's allowed to plant. Only me, dummy. Hasam, let's say the lekech. No. How could you compare when it says over there, achitzon, that when we say over there that he's allowed to plant, over there it's not in the way of the guy who owns the trees. But over here, me dummy hasam lasabseid lekech, aval hacha islabseid lekech, the only commit free peri. Over here, my peris are getting ruins. You can't plant over there. Holy dami ala seifa v'zeveze ein rishon al zaron. Then nobody could plant. Tanik vos dabaya reizakona tachteya b'neim chutzlan k'mal le'oyer v'sali v'zeveze ein rishon al zaron. Nobody could plant. It's basically, everybody has an easement to this area, basically. So the guy who has the trees has an easement. The other guy also is allowed to go there. Everybody's allowed to go there, but no planting.
The guy to stand there and pick. Not much is going to grow normally then.
Off season. Maybe you could plant some tomatoes while he's, you know, his stuff only harvests, you know, twice a year. And in between you could plant. But his stuff's going to get ruined, so. Bekamiye b'neim. How much is between the trees? Rabbi Yosi Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, me'ar ba'amas ad shmoina, from 4 to 8. So it could be 4 amas, minimum. Maximum 8. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Shmuel Mishmoyin about 6 Esrei up to 16. Amar Rav Rav Yosef Lo Tiflag Aleo Rav Nachman. You should not argue with Rav Nachman. And Rashbam says an interesting thing. Rav Yosef was cholo and ishtakach tamudoi. He got sick, and because he got sick, he forgot. So we're telling him, you forgot. You forgot a memra. The Tanah Masdisa Kavasei. We have a Mishnah like us. The Tanah, you forgot a Mishnah. I know Teis Kar Mishesh Se Amo Al Shesh Amo. A guy plants a vineyard, 16 by 16, mutter lahavi zera l'sham. He's allowed to bring vegetation over there. We're talking about over there, Hanlon Klein. I'm Rabbi Yudah Maisa, but Salman Echot, Shinata is Kam, Shesh Zal Shesh Zeram. Of a Hoifach Sar Shtay Shuas Sad Echot, Zeres and Nir, the Shon Acher, so Hoifach Sar Mokam Azera, Vizera Zabur. Rabba Maisa of Nechom, Etiru. The story like over here, the bottom, if look at the numbers over here. 16 by 16. So Zashal had to learn the Gemara over here because the 16 Amos is from the shrushim or from the branches. You have to face away the branches. That'd be a full 16. That's what most Rishonim learn, the way they learn that Mishnah. But anyway, the point of the Gemara, what the Gemara is trying to tell Rabbi Yosef is that you forgot a Mishnah. Over here, it's clearly 16, not four Amos to eight Amos. So you forgot a Mishnah. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef is answering, Ano liyadana, el ovdahava bedura. I don't know. I have a story, Bedura Derusa, in a place where there was the pastachas, how do you say it in English? The shepherds. Well, also Rabbi Yehuda, they came in front of Yehuda. Only zil havik, amalei baka v'kelo. I don't know how much it was. So basically, Rabbi Yosef says, no, yeah, I know you have a Mishnah. I also have a story. You have a story and a Mishnah. I have a nice Rav from Yehuda. And that's where I got my psak from. My psak was from over there, Dal Namas. So don't tell me I forgot my learning. Yeah, sometimes maybe I forgot my learning. Now I'm on. Right. Yeah. Yeah, but the point is, he was saying, I wasn't Shachar Tamuda. That was the point over there. And they were coming to him that Shachar Tamuda, like, you come to us with a psak, but you're really off. What's Wednesday? Where are you going? What's in Mississippi?
Same
thing as
the last
thing.
That's
Arkansas. That's where I come over
there? Yeah, of course.
With the
pitam.
Yeah.
Actually,
more
likely,
I wrote it. Have a Zohar, alligators. Maybe you don't have a Zohar, Dal Yud Gimel. Have a Zohar b'Talmud. Be careful with the understanding of Talmud. Shigas Talmud Oyl Zodin. If you learn up wrong, it can bring to halacha psukah that's bad. There's three crowns: Kesetari, Kesaguna, Kesamachos, Kesashemtav El Algabam. The Kesashemtav, that person should have, keep his name clean. That's the best one. That is the most valuable crown that you could have. Yashikaya, have a great day.